We need to have our own intro song.
Yeah. I make beats.
You got beats?
I do.
I'm scared.
They're not bad.
Okay. That sounds like it's from Napoleon Dynamite.
Thank you. Hot.
Hey, can I take that bike off some sweet jumps?
Welcome to the KTF Podcast.
Good evening, everybody. This is the KTF Podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Shannon Williams. This stands for keeping the faith, because that's what it's all about, folks. Don't give up. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep doing what's right, and God will bless and honor all of your actions and everything you do. We defend the faith and stand for truth around here. And we've got an awesome, awesome podcast today. We're going to be talking about some current events, some things that are happening right now in our world. But before we get there, I want to introduce some of the folks that are in here. To my left, we got B. Mizzle in the house.
Hello. What up, America?
And to my right, none other than PBJ.
What's happening? What's going on, everybody?
Behind the camera, we got JB back here. Switching the switcher, and we appreciate him back here, and we got Nancy back here getting the food for everybody. So we want to appreciate her, and peanut butter's flying around here somewhere as well. We got a whole crew here today in the KTF studios. Today we're talking about the attack upon Christianity. It seems to me. It's not a supernatural thing. We're talking about a literal attack upon Christianity, the increased number of incidents and plans to actually harm Christians. We've seen shooters go into churches.
Yeah.
It's happened all around. We've seen this happen. It's happening, and it's going to, in my opinion, I think as the devil ramps up even more, he's going to attack the people who represent Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so, so let's take a look. We got a video that we're going to show. This is Bishop Mari Emmanuel, and he is at the Good Shepherd. It's called the Church of the Good Shepherd. Yeah. And so while he is streaming, this guy's famous, you guys. He's all over the internet.
Yeah, you'll notice him when
you as soon as you see this guy. I've seen him preach. He actually says a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly like a lot of the things that he
preaches. Orthodox Jew? What is he?
You know, I honestly don't even know. But he's an Australian bishop.
Yeah, Orthodox Church.
Yeah, of an Orthodox church. But you know what? He's kind of reserved as far as where, you know, he stands there. But let me tell you something. He preaches some very powerful messages.
Amen. He does.
He's very bold. But while he was this was last night.
Oh, wow.
So this was last night. And so while he was preaching, it was a live stream. A guy gets up. He's got dark clothes on. He had a black hoodie. He comes up, and it looks like he's coming to the front, like he's just going to pray. But turns out he's got a knife in his hand, and he straight up stabs him immediately, stabs him in the head. Wow, and then proceeds to stab him several more times. People rush in to try and help him, and he ends up, the reports are he ends up stabbing other people that are helping to try to save the bishop from being viciously stabbed to death right there on camera. Mm. And so let's take a look at this video, and then we'll have some response time after. Warning, this is graphic content. So. Wow, that's him. He's still holding the cross. You see that?
What?
Wow, this is 4:32.
Utter panic and chaos in the middle of a church service.
Where's the guy? Really?
I think he's been apprehended at this point. So he got stabbed right in the head. He got stabbed in the chest. He got stabbed in the back. And they're saying that he's alive. they're saying that he's going to survive this attack. But does that video show what happens outside afterwards?
I don't know.
Afterwards, just so you guys know, this is what happened. And I am kind of impressed by this, because immediately after this happens, there is a protest rally outside of their church.
Yeah.
The people just start running in.
Tons of people.
Tons of people. Listen, and there's a police barricade there. They knock the police barricade over. They're over there going, listen, they just attacked this bishop guy, and we're not having it.
That's my guy.
Yeah. And so they rally around him, and they're saying, send this guy out. They want this guy to come out, and they're screaming eye for an eye. Listen, they're going Old Testament.
Yeah.
They're going Old Testament on this guy. They're like, listen, if he wants to stab this guy, bring him out here. Yeah. We'll handle him now. But you know what? I believe society has gone soft on these attackers and people that mean harm to innocent people. You know, the book of Proverbs 6, it says there's things that God hates, abominations to God. One of those is hands that shed innocent blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this rally, they were out there saying, listen, we're not going to put up with this. But let's talk about this attack upon the church.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it real quick. What is going on with people wanting to kill pastors, shoot pastors, go into churches and kill people while they worship?
I think they want to shut people up, shut the Christian movement, shut them up because we hurt their feelings.
So you think it's an intimidation
factor? Yeah. We're preaching truth, 100%. Biblical gospel truth, and it goes against everything they believe in. So they want to destroy it, and they figure if they could take us out, if they could take the preachers, the pastors, if they could take them out, then who else is going to preach? But they don't realize that the gospel is shared by everybody.
Listen, you know, you can do that to a church, but let me just say, you're not going to stop the church.
Well,
church is going to continue to overcome.
They want to invoke fear,
hell.
Though. I think.
Right, right. To make people afraid to go to church, yes. Make people afraid to gather together. But you know, because there is power in gathering. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we see in scripture, there's two or three are gathered in my name.
That's right.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses. So Hebrews 10:25, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So we see this theme in the Bible of let's gather together so we can pray, encourage each other, build each other, sharpen each other. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's a good point. Maybe it is intimidation. Maybe it is a factor to keep people afraid and living in fear. Yeah.
Well, I think you got two type of attackers on Christianity, on leaders of Christianity. You got those who are opposed, like you said, total heathens.
Yeah.
Do not believe in the gospel.
Right.
Okay. Then you got a sect of believers that most of these guys come from. I don't know if we can use the word, the M&M gang we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, their belief system is that is to kill Christianity, kill Christians.
So
you see the
attacks talking about
Israel.
You're talking about jihad.
Yes.
Holy war.
Yes. You know, our friends in Pakistan, they're underground because these people, you know, they're the minority there.
They just went through that not too long ago, a few months.
They attacked the churches.
Yeah, they burned some churches.
Christianity.
Well, this is happening all over the world.
Yeah. It happens all over the world, and now we're seeing it happen in America.
That's okay. Yeah. So now are we going to wake up to see what's really happening?
I think when it finally hits your doorstep, you have the guy the radical that did the church in Charleston,
yeah, that guy.
Years ago.
What's his name? Dylan Roof,
where he just a whack job. You know?
Yeah, he rolled right up in that church and just started killing people in there.
You know, you're going to have those, but the ones I'm talking about are the jihads, those that join these organizations that they wake up every day is to their ambition is to kill Christians.
That's right. You kill the infidel. So an infidel, somebody doesn't believe the way they do.
Exactly.
And so they want you dead. You don't believe like us, you're dead.
And there's people that don't believe like we do, but we don't want them dead. We want them saved.
That's right. No. That's the difference. But I mean, everybody wants to attack a Christianity, but we're not out here proclaiming death to, let's say, okay, so somebody's, let's say they're in the LGBT crowd. We're not calling for their death.
Right.
Right. Just because somebody may believe something different than us. I'm not out here calling for cessationists to die.
Right.
Or Lutherans or Methodists or Episcopalians or whatever the case may be. We're not calling for their death. And so the difference is they want us dead.
Exactly.
And you know what? I take offense to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. I'm a man. And I'm a pastor. And so I take full offense of people that want us dead. And this is personal for me. So when I saw this man get attacked, this is what I saw. I pictured myself being in the pulpit, speaking and preaching. That's what I pictured. And I picture someone coming up. What would I do? How would I respond? What would the church do? And I just want to say this, that we do have some God-fearing, God-loving people in our church. They would take somebody out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They would take them out. Do not come and mean harm to our people.
Right.
That's why churches are that's why they have watch groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by watch groups in quotations, what we're really saying and what the churches are really saying is we have to get around certain protocols to have our very own security team.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have to watch out for others. Listen, we're having a big crusade coming up in Gastonia, May 18th. We're going to be at the Rotary Pavilion in Gastonia.
Be there.
And so, yeah, this is a plug. Yeah. This is going to be huge. There's going to be thousands of people there. It's going to be a powerful Christian event. But you know what? One of the meetings happening today?
Yep. Security.
The watch group is meeting today right now. They've already had several meetings. There's been death threats.
Yeah.
There's been that this event has had, I've been in contact with the people in charge, right? I've been talking with DR, three times the amount of normal chatter about death threats and wanting to cause harm. Three times the amount.
Speaking of,
is happening for this Hope Crusade.
At a Christian event.
At a Hope Crusade.
I mean, I can see it if you're going to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert or something.
Oh, no. Boy, they'll welcome you in with open arms if you're doing something crazy.
1 Chronicles 16:22 says, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
It says in the Bible, don't touch my people.
Goodness gracious.
Listen, yeah. If you're out there and you want to cause harm, read the Bible. It says, "Don't touch us, don't touch God's people, leave us alone." And then for those that this is one of my favorite, Luke 22:36. Then he said unto them, "But now he hath a purse; let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Let me modernize that for you. I'm gonna sell my jacket and buy a firearm. Don't come at us. We will defend ourselves.
We're not going to be angry and attack you first.
Right. No, but don't come at us. We will defend ourselves and we will defend the people around us. And we will proclaim life.
Peter cut an ear. So he had a sword.
He did. He cut an ear off.
He did get rebuked by Jesus, though.
He did, but yeah.
he's like, listen, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. he was warning him, listen, this is not how we're going to have a revolution.
Right.
But there's a difference between defending yourself and going out and saying, we're going to kill people for Jesus.
Correct.
We don't do that.
No.
And, people of the past, of the crusaders of the past, listen, that we don't subscribe to that. We subscribe to the Bible.
Yeah.
We subscribe to what the Lord says, and we live our lives by those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, there is an Antichrist spirit in the earth.
Come on.
Absolutely.
It's getting bigger and it's getting worse every single day. You can feel it. There's a supernatural level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hatred. There's an anger. And so it's driving. It's demonic.
Yeah.
The demons are mad and angry. They don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear they're in sin. They don't want to hear the truth because the Bible says they love their sin more.
Yeah.
Right? They love their sin and love themselves more than they do God. So this results in this anger. But in Revelation 13, I want to look at this quickly. Revelation 13. I want to look at this in verse number 4. Let's start in verse number 4. It says, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. They worshiped the beast. Now, the beast is the Antichrist. The dragon is the devil. It says, and who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? They're boasting that he's powerful, that nobody can come against him, right? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies and blasphemy against God. Now you tell me, what business does a government come out blaspheming God unless it's an antichrist government?
Yeah, that's
right. This is the one world government, the new world order, if you want to say it. This is what's happening right here. It says to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So everything that is good, holy, righteous, his church, the tabernacle, they that dwell in heaven, and the name of our God, they're going to blaspheme every bit of that.
Yeah.
And then verse 7, it says, and it will be given unto him to make war with the saints.
Mm-hmm.
War with the saints.
You know,
that's strong.
I think we're gone by this point. But I think this spirit is already in the land.
But there's going to be believers during this time.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, the church is not here. But this doesn't mean that this spirit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
The spirit's already moving.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Antichrist spirit, the demonic spirit, the spirit realm senses that their days are getting shorter? You know how we kind of see, you know, we can feel something's, you know. I think they can too. It says, you know, you're going to know the seasons, right?
Yeah.
You know, the times are short.
And I think back to that.
You can discern the seasons.
That nefarious movie with that demon, that he knew so much scripture.
Yes.
He knew so much about the Bible, way more than we did. You know what I mean? So I think they know. They knew their time's getting short. Mm-hmm. So what are they doing? They're ramping up.
They're working harder.
Yeah.
You know,
they're ramping up. That's exactly right. You know, there's going to be signs in the heaven. There's going to be things that's going to happen. The Bible says that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. This is in Luke 21:26. We're going to see things happening all around us. Wars, rumors of wars. Right. The mountains are going
earthquakes,
to. Yeah, earthquakes, and famines, and all these things are going to happen. So there's going to be, the entire world is going to be in chaos, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. So we do know that, listen, you can't deny the fact that Christians are being targeted. There's an actual word for it. It's called Christianophobia.
Yeah, I've seen that somewhere another
day. Yeah, Christianophobia. It's the fear and it's fear of Christians. It's discrimination against Christians and violence against Christianity and Christ. But I did a video and I posted it. This is very interesting. You guys will appreciate this a little bit. All right, so I'm on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. I've got a TikTok page. And so on TikTok, we've got, you know, I've got a good amount of followers right there, and I post some videos. Some of them kind of, you know, get, you know, a few hundred views, a few thousand. Some of them have gone a few hundred thousand. Oh, that's a funny one right there. But anyway, so I did a video, and so I found out about this guy.
Well, you can see right there, 350,
717, 287, zero. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one's got zero. That one's got zero. I made a video about a guy by the name of Anthony Mercurio. He's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say the name of the organization because I believe that's what's got this video with zero responses.
Yeah.
Like the algorithms are keeping this from being released. So like every video I've done, boom, somebody's going to see it. But this one has zero views.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. They don't want people to know the truth. So here's the video. We're gonna play it so somebody can see this.
Can see it.
See this one video, okay? So let's pull it up and watch it real quick. Who is this? You're looking at the face of Anthony Mercurio. He's an 18-year-old who got arrested this past week. We're gonna have to bleep this out. He was planning an ISIS-inspired that right there on churches. That's right, on churches. You know what? He had a plan, and his plan was to attack his father, steal his father's guns, and then take those guns and attack churches with knives, firearms, and with fire. He was arrested, and he is now currently waiting to be on trial. But here's the problem. Okay. We have ISIS all over the world.
Yeah, we'll have to bleep that out again.
ISIS attacking Israel now. Hamas. They're all being funded. They're all out here raising support to kill people. This is wrong. This is bad. Wake up, America. Wake up, Christians. Our enemy's at our doorstep, and they are coming to kill. Okay, so that's the video. It has zero views
wow.
on TikTok. But it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, and I hate that they suppress truth. I mean,
this is, you got this clip off of what? Some news feed, I'm sure.
So. Yeah. This is a KUTV.
This is the truth. It's not like you're making this guy up.
No. I came across.
I'm reading about him now. I'm reading the story about him. I haven't heard of him. I seen his picture on the news, but I didn't think.
He's 18 years old, and he was recruited by the M&M's people, mm-hmm. right?
If y'all are curious, we'll explain.
You know, I question. I wonder, was he recruited or does he just want to be part of it? You know,
well,
some people just want to say, hey, I'm with that gang. We don't know you.
Well, they got him before he went. Could you imagine you're sitting in a service and all of a sudden your building's on fire, you know, and somebody's intentionally set it, or they run in with a firearm and they try to unalive everybody in there. You know, this is the reality of where we live. But I'm here to tell you, this is a warning. The Christian people, they're not going to put up with it for very long.
No, you're going to attack the wrong
church. You're going to show up at a church, and they're going to completely and utterly teach somebody a lesson about you reap what you sow. And, you know, this isn't a threat. This is a warning. This is a warning to anybody who's out there who thinks that churches are going to be easy targets. They're not going to put up with it anymore. The alert level is high. People are seeing things for what it really is. And we're not going to sit back and just be victims. The Bible says, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Right. What does a serpent have? A serpent has fangs. It has a bite. It has the ability to sting.
Venom, yeah.
Listen, snakes and humans, right? They don't just go around biting humans for the sake of biting them. Most of the time they feel afraid, and they're going to attack in defense of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Be harmless as a dove, but wise as a serpent.
Yeah.
Be able, be gentle, but yet be strong. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're wrapping this one up for now. Listen, Christians, arm yourself, defend yourself, but go preach in love. Don't let it stop you.
Yeah, don't get scared, you know.
Yeah, don't let it keep you from doing what God's called you to do, because the devil's a punk, fear's a punk. Hey,
that's right.
And if I go out preaching the gospel, I'll just be preaching, and I'll go out and go see Jesus.
Amen. Try Jesus, but don't try me, because I throw hands.
I'm from the kingdom, but I'm from the south side.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, I've seen that. I'm from the south side of the kingdom of the Lord. Don't mess with us, all right? All right, this is your podcast conclusion for the night right here. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Pastor Shannon. This is the KTF Podcast, reminding you to do what? Keep the faith all the way to the finish line.
Amen.